For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Great to have you along for the ride. Thanks a lot for stopping by. Also, really glad to have back my brother from another mother. It is Andy Pollack. Andy, how are you?
Hey, Joe. How are you?
I'm doing well.
Good. I'm in Florida.
It's been a long time. I can tell. You know, what's interesting about you, and I want to make mention of this for those who are watching, and a lot of people watch the program as well as listen to the program. One thing I'm doing an interview with you, you're kneeling down in the middle of like a goat field, and you've got a beard down to your chest, and now you're looking like you're South Florida, you look like Don Johnson. I mean, you've got the whole look going. Do you physically change the look depending on where you are?
Well, that's kind of a talent. I'm like a chameleon. You know, any country I go to, I blend right in. I go to Israel, I look Israeli. I go to Spain, I look Spanish. Now I'm in Florida, so I got to fit the role.
You look like either a Cuban guy or an Italian guy down in South Florida. I think that's pretty cool.
Yeah, fit right in. There's plenty of us down there.
Which, by the way, makes sense because it's Passover. I mean, so all of that, I mean, again, a chameleon is good, but happy Passover, by the way. That started, you said, Saturday, right?
Saturday, and I'd like to wish all your followers, all your Jewish followers out there, and I know you have plenty, happy Passover.
And absolutely, I join in that well wish as well. So let's talk about what's happening in society. You and I were talking the other day via text, and we do that often. And we see the Democrats doing what you and I know the Democrats are going to do. They're going to take a tragedy and try to come down on our rights and try to make politics out of everything. We had a situation in Atlanta where this piece of garbage killed a bunch of workers because he thought that they were in the sex trade. Now we're making that somehow an anti-Asian attack, which it wasn't by what he says, but he did it with a gun. And that's it. We got to ban all guns. Then Boulder, Colorado, guy walks in, happens to be a radicalized Syrian refugee that we're not allowed to talk about, but he walked in with an AR-15 or something, killed a bunch of people. Now we have to take away guns. You've been through this. You lost Meadow, which is a disgusting tragedy that never should have happened. But you and I have talked about it a million times. And it's not the gun, is it?
No, it really bothers me because after every shooting, this nonsense they talk about gun control isn't going to be, there's not going to be a solution. And there are solutions, Joe. People ask me, Andy, what would you do? There's two things that I would do that I could, one I could control. That's that security firm that I've been working with. But right. The other one, we have laws in place, Joe, to put backgrounds on the mentally ill, and we're not using it. We have the Baker Act in Florida. Where if it goes through the full Baker Act in front of a judge, it would go on their background and they'd never be able to purchase a rifle. That's where we're talking about red flags with due process. A lot of these people are mentally ill and it's not going on their background. You know, all the talk you'll hear Democrats, every other word is background check, universal background check. And background checks only work if these mentally ill get a background. You know, they're buying their rifles legally. And that's a big problem. I don't think there's a gun owner out there that would want a mentally ill person having access to any firearm.
I couldn't agree with you more. And when we talk about the guy in Boulder specifically, you probably already know this. They have very restrictive laws in Boulder. In fact, they have the red flag law, which is now, allegedly his family saw him playing with the rifle and he was saying ridiculous things. And the red flag law did nothing. The restrictions they have did nothing. So now we're going to add more laws and more restrictions. Andy, is that going to stop the bad guys from doing bad things?
No, they're still going to have access. You know, if we don't put a background on them, they're always going to be able to access rifles or a handgun or a shotgun. It doesn't matter that they're going to find a way to get it. But these laws are in place, Joe. And, you know, my wife works in the ER. She's a physician. And she'll say it 99.9% of the time, these mentally ill come into the hospital and then they just get let out back onto the streets. You know, we could be working on having more mental institutions to help these people and putting backgrounds on them so they're not able to purchase a rifle. And that would be a real solution where it would make the public safer. But it's not getting done either side, I guess, you know, Republican or Democrats. If you're listening, let's just do this. Let's just put, you know, let's just give him a background and put it on there with due process.
It is Andy Pollack, Meadow's father. Meadow was murdered at Parkland, Florida at MSD High School. And you wrote a book, Why Meadow Died. That's sort of a handbook for people. Before you send your kids to school, you need to get this book. Go to Amazon and get it. Look them up, Andrew or Andy Pollack, P-O-L-L-L-A-C-K. So as we're looking at them always making politics about it, I know that you personally feel insulted by it because you've worked really hard for this website, for this software that you're offering for free to law enforcement agencies. Explain this software again, and is it only for law enforcement? Is it also for schools? Who can access this information? Who can access this software? And what does it do? How does it make us safer?
Well, I took, like, when I looked into what happened in Parkland, I wanted to make a difference. You know, I met with a lot of first responders. A bunch of them retired out of Coral Springs. They were so upset about what happened, not having the tools to respond efficiently. So I worked on that over the last 2 years to be able to give law enforcement the tools to equip them to respond within seconds. And that's what I do. We link law enforcement to any entity of where there's a mass gathering, whether it be a church, a temple, a mall, a hospital. We link law enforcement to their cameras. So take what happened in Boulder, okay, with that terrible shooting where 10 people were murdered.
Right.
If someone would have called 911 from the Boulder, that supermarket, it would have lit up in their real-time crime center every camera within 5 seconds. Plus, it gives the first responders, the police department, access to their PA system. They were talking from the parking lot, trying to communicate with the shooter with a megaphone. We give police within 5 seconds access to a PA system, door locking mechanisms, mapping system to the building. They'll know exactly where the shooter is in the building because we interface the cameras with mapping. So it's, you know, we're in the dinosaur age with this 911, what's going on.
Right.
I developed this software to take us into the 21st century to give it. And you know what? We're giving it to law enforcement for free, Joe. Any law enforcement agency that signs on to schoolsafetygrant.org and fills out my simple 2-page application, we're going to help them. You'll never have a situation where you're sending your first responders to a shooting and you don't know what's going on.
Schoolsafetygrant.org.
You'll know how many shooters, Joe, what weapon they have, what door to go in, open the doors, talk over the PA. And it's something that, you know, I dedicated my life into helping law enforcement. They give them the tools to respond fast.
Schoolsafetygrant.org, schoolsafetygrant.org. If you're law enforcement, get a hold of this website right now. Talk to Andy and his people and get this thing going. Second guessing is rough to do when somebody dies, when there's a tragedy. You and I have together second guessed what happened in Parkland a lot. We know that Meadow should be alive today. Had the SRO done his job, had the so-called security officer done his job, had somebody like Aaron Feist had the ability to be armed to stop the bad guy, you probably would have seen a lot fewer people die that day. In looking at the Boulder situation, a police officer dies, and had he had, or that agency had access to the cameras and the system you're talking about, maybe he doesn't die that day, and maybe others are saved too, right?
Correct. They would have had real-time intel, and that's what law enforcement needs. They need the real-time intel to see exactly what's going on in that second, not to hear from a civilian trying to tell them where to go. You know, most of the time they're in shock when there's a shooting going on. This eliminates all of that and gives them it's what's called real-time intelligence onto what's going on in a situation. And I'm proud to be a part of it. We're in a hospital now. We're going into a mall, churches. So any entity could sign on, and it's law enforcement, it's for free. For any entity of mass gatherings, it's just a small maintenance fee to allow us to earn some money to further our program to support more law enforcement agencies throughout the country.
Schoolsafetygrant.org. Go and get it. It's Andrew Pollack. Andy Pollack, go follow him on all the social media. It's Meadow's father. Get his book, Why Meadow Died. As we watch all of this unfold, and as you see the Biden administration talking about gun restrictions and not talking about restrictions on bad guys, we can go back through what we know. 1958, this guy who did the shooting in Parkland, he should never have been near a gun. The FBI knew of him. He said he wanted to be a school shooter. This guy had 36 or 40 different contacts with police who did nothing in Broward County. The guy in Boulder, is a guy who, again, red flags were everywhere. Nobody did anything. The guy who shut up the church in Sutherland Springs, not far from where I sit right now, he never should have been allowed to get a gun. The Air Force dropped the ball and did not give a proper background that eliminated him from the right to own a gun after he left the Air Force. So, I mean, we keep talking about with this administration how to fix the machine. Well, the Trump administration said, let's figure out why these people are doing this and let's stop it before they ever get the machine. Have you heard from the Biden administration? Do you expect to? Are they doing anything that you agree with when it comes to guns?
Joe, to tell you the truth, I can't even watch the news anymore. You know, right, of course, right. I watch your I listen to your show all
Thank
the
you.
Time. But watching the news is kind of depressing for me. I can't listen to it day in and day out of the, you know, with the border, with the gun control, with, you know, when you want real solutions, focus on the mentally ill,
right,
putting them in institutions, giving them backgrounds. We're all for you know, having the mentally ill have a background so they're not able to purchase. Right there's a solution. We'll stop tons of shootings and keep these bad people off the from getting a weapon.
Right.
And let's help them. There's no mental institutions anymore. The streets, you know, we got tent cities all over the place. They go to the hospital. They could be there 50 times. They go and get their turkey sandwich. You know, they see my wife. My wife knows them at the hospital. But they could be talking to themselves, seeing people in the closets. But then they could go down to the sporting goods store and buy a rifle.
It's amazing.
That's the issue.
Yeah. No, I couldn't agree more. It's Andrew Pollack. We always appreciated taking the time. Why Meadow Died is the name of the book. Go and get that. SchoolSafetyGrant.org. Go to that website right now and check this out. Let me ask you one last question. It sounds kind of generic, but it's not. Why do you specifically think the left keeps doing this every opportunity they can? Why do they want to disarm us, do you think?
Well, they keep chipping away at the Second Amendment. You know, look, they're just going to keep printing stimulus checks.
Yeah.
And they just want the control. That's what it seems. You know, I don't know how it is in Texas, but Oregon and Florida, they can't get people to work. You know, I hear it now. I didn't know it was so bad in Florida. I got friends that own restaurants. You know, they can't get employees. So they want to keep you home. They want to disarm us. They want to get these, you know, they're going to make weed legal throughout the country. You know, that's another part of it. Stay home, be stupid, get stoned, you know, and don't work and wait for your check.
So it's about power and control. I agree with you because the reason why people don't go back to work, they're getting $300 or $600 more a week than they were getting when they actually worked. They're like, why would I give up unemployment when I don't have to work and I'm making more money not to work? They don't realize that they're being herded like cattle. I mean, we are separated like, well, we, of course, and we also enjoy working. You know, I see the video. Your videos make me tired with you working on your ranch in Oregon. So we have this work ethic, but the next generation, your kids do, my kids do, but the next generation by and large doesn't have that. They're like, well, why shouldn't the government just send me a free check? So how do we change it? If you had the button, how do you change it?
Well, I don't know. I think it's, yeah, I got to start when they're young, you know, with education. You know,
right.
my kids are out working. My kids aren't on unemployment.
I know.
They're out hustling. Other parents, you know, it starts with parenting. You know, it's not, you got to train, you got to parent at a young age to point them in the right direction. I think you can't wait and just send them to college. And then, like, I have parents, they complain to me that their kids are, you know, liberals. And I go, well, how did that happen? You know,
right.
You know,
it
didn't just happen overnight.
Right.
You know, I wouldn't accept it. My kid's not going to come home and say, Dad, you know, I went to a Biden, you know, I voted for Biden. My kid would never tell me that.
Right.
You know, so I don't know. And you know what? At the ranch, I got a pair of Carhartt overalls for you when you come out. You know what I'm saying? I think we're about the same size, bro. So I got some Carhartts and some bog boots.
I'm a little bigger. I'm a little bigger. So make sure you have a bigger size for me.
It's adjustable. You know, they're adjustable. So I'll get you out on the ranch.
Hey, listen, if you know my work ethic, if I'm out there in the ranch, I'll definitely come out and I'll do some of that without a doubt. It looks like I lost your picture for a second. You're back. I will take you up on that. Andy, thanks for doing what you do because I think that you're an overwhelming positive for this country. If people are willing to listen to you, go to school. SchoolSafetyGrant.org, and also get his book, Why Meadow Died. Andy, let's not wait too long to do this next time, okay?
Sure, Joe. Thanks.
All right, brother.
Have a great day, brother.
You too, and happy Passover. We're back after
Thank
this.
You.
Stay right here.
Don't be an A-dub. Stay with the Joe Pag Show.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.